You have some really interesting images, Ron, about where you're showing a face that for a while it's really unclear whether it's human or robot. Where was that? And tell me a little bit about that part.
I think you're talking about this sort of, Samsara sort of goes to this place where we kind of blurry boundaries between animate and inanimate matter, and sometimes these androids or robots look more human than the humans. But that first particular one you saw, the one that was a twin of its creator or programmer, was shot in Japan. And his clone robot actually teaches a class at a university where he's miles away directing the robot, and it speaks for him. And if you're with it for just 5 minutes, you just go, wow, you know, you're just right there wanting to talk back.
You know, you can get right up to the face like inches away and it still looks real. It's kind of chilling.
Because the skin looks real.
Yeah, it feels amazing. Real. Yeah. And the female robot that was a few cuts later, well, she actually does TV commercials.
Huh. In
Japan.
Uh-huh. How did you come across that?
Well, it was just a subject that we wanted to do, and we started researching it and found them. You know, they're just way ahead of us in robotics and
silicon technology. Well, that particular
technology.
Professor Hayes is one of the leading proponents of that technology and right on the cutting edge of it.
What is he, I mean, going beyond what you see in Samsara, because you're kind of talking about some of the backstory of this, what does that professor see as the uses and purposes of clone robots? What is he, I mean, he's using it to be a surrogate teacher.
They found that young children just are love having a little robot teach them in a class, that they learn really fast and enjoy the experience.
More than with a human.
Yeah, and it was just something that happened that I'm not sure if it's a robot that looks like the professor or if it's an animal robot, I'm not sure, but they found that children just really, the experience of learning and being with a robot teacher works really well.
What does that say to you, Mark?
I don't know where that's heading, but where it's going. But yeah, those were the small ones. They were actually very small. They weren't threatening at all. They had a friendly sort of look.
Were they human looking?
They didn't look human. They looked like things. They looked like something you might see in a cartoon or something, like sort of an egg-shaped character. But maybe they're just sort of fun and non-threatening or something. You know, it's interesting to know where that's heading. I have no idea.